الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The honor of a father, the excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The merciful Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels shall continue to seek forgiveness for them as long as my name remains therein. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Express love for your father as well as your mother. Serving one's parents is a great blessing. Yet, some of us do not serve them and miss out on the blessings that come with this, failing to understand how great these personalities are. We often hear about mothers and how their prayers are like paradisical breezes. Paradise lies beneath your mother's feet. Also, the mother's feet have been described as a threshold of paradise. Undeniably, nobody can be compared to a mother, and there is no substitute for her in this world. Yet, when it comes to serving, respecting, and honoring the father, the same level of attention is not given. Love for the father is not expressed as much, even though he holds a special and significant role in our lives. Serving the father made the son prosperous. A man had four sons. When he fell ill, one of them presented an unusual proposal to his brothers. He said, "You three take care of our father. You will earn immense reward, but because of this, do not take any share from the inheritance, or you can give me the responsibility of caring for him. I will serve him and not take any share of the inheritance in return." What an unusual agreement. Who turns down money nowadays? Yet, the one brother knew the reward that would come for serving his father. The three brothers responded, "What could be better than this? You take care of our father and do not take any share of the inheritance." This agreement was settled, and the son served his father until the latter passed away. The devoted son did not take any share of the inheritance, just as promised. What happened next? One night, he had a dream in which he heard a voice saying, "Go to such and such place. There you will find 100 gold coins. Take them. Are there blessings in them?" he asked. The voice said no. The following morning, he explained to his wife, "In my dream I was told of a place where there are 100 gold coins. I did not take them as they have no blessings." His wife exclaimed, "You are a strange man. First you give up your inheritance and did not take a single share from it. Now you were given gold coins. We are poor. You should have taken them." He replied, "I do not want wealth with no blessings in it." The following night, he was shown a place in his dream and was told, "There are 10 gold coins at such and such place. Go and take them." He asked again, "Are there blessings in them?" The reply was, "There are no blessings in them." That morning, he told his wife about this second dream. She exclaimed, "How strange! From 100 gold coins down to 10, you should have at least taken the 10. He assured, "If there are no blessings in them, I do not want them." On the third night, he was shown a place where there was 1 gold coin and told to take it. "Are there blessings in it?" he asked. He received a yes in reply. That morning, he went to the place he saw in his dream and brought the single gold coin back. He used it to buy 2 fish for his family, thinking, "If nothing else, at least I can give them a good meal." When he came home and cut the fish, he found a pearl inside each one. As these were extremely rare and unique, he put them away for safekeeping. On that very day, the king of the land issued an order that he wanted a pearl of a specific colour and type. The king's representatives visited all jewellers in the city, but nobody had the right one. Eventually, they learned a man in a certain neighbourhood found pearls inside a fish, the likes of which none had ever seen. Once they found him and saw them, they said, "Here is exactly the kind of pearl the king wants." It was shown to the king, who said, "Yes, this is the one." The price of the pearl was discussed, and since goods were transported on donkeys and horses in the past, the man said, "This pearl will cost you 30 mules loaded with gold." The king had 30 mules loaded with bundles of gold and purchased the pearl from the man. Look at how much wealth came from the blessing of a single gold coin, and that was from selling only one of the pearls. The king took the pearl to an expert in this field. The expert said, "One pearl alone will not bring out its true beauty. When a second pearl of the same kind is found, then its real beauty will be realized." The king declared, "Find another pearl, even if it costs double the price." The search for another pearl began, but it could not be found anywhere. Eventually, people returned to the same man's doorstep and asked, "Do you have another pearl like this?" He revealed, "Yes, I have another pearl like this, but it will cost you double the price." They bought the second pearl from him in exchange for 60 mules loaded with gold. From this incident, we learn not only the importance of serving one's father, but also that a small amount of wealth with blessings is far better than a large amount that is haram and devoid of blessings. In any case, because the son served his father, Allah Almighty enriched him with unseen treasures. Reward of serving the mother. A well-known parable is described in the Noble Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in Arabic, the words Baqarah means cow. This surah mentions the story of a cow that was the most expensive in the world. People of the time paid for it by filling its hide with gold, and it was given to a young man who served and obeyed his mother. Due to his devotion and obedience to his mother, Allah Almighty granted him a cow the likes of that not found anywhere else in the world. To learn about this Quranic parable and its insightful lessons, please refer to the book Quranic Wonders, published by Maktabatul Madina, Department of the Statements of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. The lessons to learn from these parables are valuable for both parents and children. Parents often say they want to leave a lot behind for their children. You earn for your kids, build houses for them, and set up businesses. Yet, do you not think about whether what you're earning for them is halal or haram? Do you not stop and consider what kind of upbringing you're giving them? Remember, if you leave wealth for your children but not give them a proper upbringing, they will use that wealth to commit sin. The punishment for this will fall upon you, as it was you who left the wealth for them. It is reported that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh had very little wealth as he left this world. Somebody said to him, "You have not left anything for your children." He rahmatullahi alayh gave a magnificent reply. He said, "If my children are disobedient to Allah Almighty, it is not right to leave anything for them. as they will spend it on wrongful things. If they are obedient to Allah Almighty, He will grant them from His unseen treasures, make them self-sufficient, and bless their sustenance. Even a small amount of halal carries great blessings. Let us discuss two things here. First, we have righteous children who correctly use the wealth left by their parents. And secondly, we have halal wealth. Even if halal wealth is little, Allah Almighty places blessings in that small amount for the family. There are many examples in the world where millionaires leave massive businesses behind for their children, who embroil themselves in wrongdoings and cause the business to fail quickly. On the other hand, a poor man can pass away whilst his children are righteous. Allah Almighty then blesses them and their wealth so much that they surpass their father in business. One should seek halal sustenance from Allah Almighty, saying, O Allah Almighty, whatever you give, make it lawful, full of blessings, replete with goodness, and brimful with peace. Even if the amount of halal wealth one has is small, it still has untold levels of blessing. Many millionaires suffer from illnesses that mean they cannot sleep through the night, whilst a poor man who runs a stall sleeps peacefully at night, prays five times a day, and his children are obedient. This shows tranquility of the heart is what truly matters, not money. Fathers are like trees that offer shelter. A father is like a tree that shelters his children and bears the heat of sunlight himself. He works day and night for his children so they can eat in comfort. We may not realize it, but a father sacrifices his own desires to provide for us and to fulfill our wishes. When a child insists on buying something, the father goes beyond his budget to make his child happy. This is what my father did for me, and what your father did for you, enduring hardships to provide ease for me and you. If you sit under a tree, you'll find it to be cool in the shade. But from above, the tree itself is very hot, as it takes all the sunlight upon itself. Your father is an immense blessing given to you by Allah Almighty. It is your father who held your hand and taught you how to walk. It is your father who always wants you to succeed. In this world, most become jealous and dislike seeing others progress. But your father is the unique person who feels joy when you succeed, because the bond between a father and his children is a selfless one. He will endure sorrow, but will not let his children feel sad. If you become demoralized or face difficulty, your father will reassure you and say, "Do not worry, I am here for you." Even if he is worried himself, he may be under a lot of stress, but he does not let anyone at home know of the problems he is facing. He knows that if he tells his wife, she will become stressed too. So there is no benefit of worrying them. So he endures it alone. Sometimes takes a loan, lives a tough life, but never lets harm come to his children. Those who serve their parents are fortunate. A time comes when the child grows up and the father becomes old. Now it is the child's turn to look after the father. Remember, even if we serve our parents all our lives, we can never repay their kindness and sacrifices. They cared for us when we could not walk or feed ourselves. It was they who looked after us when we could not do so. It was they who clothed us. It was our parents who dug deep and raised us to become the strong people we are today. Now that it's our turn to serve them, we should consider it an honor and serve them wholeheartedly. Fortunate are those who serve their parents. Many parents do not provide that opportunity, as they spend their lives looking after their children and leave the world without anybody caring for them in return. Some say they never even had the chance to look after their parents. Imagine, your father provides for you and your mother showers you with love until the very end. And they did this so much. They did not give us the opportunities to serve them in return. Such was their level of affection. Here Haji Abdul Habib Attari began recalling his late mother. I was in Baghdad when my mother passed away in Pakistan. My family told me that on the night she passed away, she made dinner herself. Even then, she did not give us the opportunity to serve her. She would pray to Allah Almighty, O Allah Almighty, do not make me dependent on anyone other than you. Allah Almighty accepted her prayer. Now, who could be more unfortunate than somebody who can serve their mother or father, but says, this old person annoys me, or should I really spend so much money on my parents? Shame on such children who consider their parents a burden. It is a blessing for our wealth to be spent on our parents. After all, they spent on us their entire lives. Whatever we have, whatever respect, fame, and wealth we have gained, it is all due to the blessings of our parents, and the father plays a significant role in this. Yet, our condition is such that we do not even thank him. My mother feeds me, gives me something to drink, holds me close to her heart, buys things for me, but who gives money to her? Who is earning and bringing it home? It is the father who is the pillar of the entire household. Yet, no one thanks him or understands the pain he silently endures. He is the benefactor of the entire household and a sheltering tree for the whole family. That poor soul works hard, provides shade for us, favors us with his efforts, and whatever we have is all his. This is not just what I am saying. This is what the greatest prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said. Reflect upon this astonishing story from the prophet's time. Story of a sorrowful father. A son came complaining of his father to the merciful prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My father wants to take my wealth, he explained. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, bring your father here. When he arrived, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, your son claimed you want to take his wealth. Is that true? The father said, please ask him what I do with the money I take. How do I use the money I ask him for? I spend it on hosting relatives and fulfilling the needs of my family and children. As this conversation took place, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and revealed, this father has composed verses of poetry in his heart, but has not said them aloud. Ask him to recite them. Giving news of the unseen, the greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, you have thought of poetry you have not yet recited. The father exclaimed, Allah always increases our faith and insight via your miracles. Before reciting this poetry to the merciful prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the translation of that is as follows, and is themed around a father speaking to his son. I gave you with food and carried your burdens from the day you were born. When you were little, you were fed by what I earned, over and over. Whenever illness or sorrow came upon you, I stayed awake all night to look after you. My heart feared you dying, although I knew death is inevitable for everyone. My eyes wept as if the illness that afflicted you at night had struck me instead. I felt pain, grew restless, and was troubled. I raised you until you grew wings and reached a point where I hoped you would help me, but you repaid me with harshness and rude words. If only when you disregarded my rights of being a father, you had treated me as one treats his neighbor. At least then you would have cared for me a little. Hearing this, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam began to cry. Before grasping the son's collar and announcing, "Idhhab anta wa maluka li abika," go, you and your wealth belongs to your father. Parents live for their children. The greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "You and your wealth belong to your father." Today, when sons give money to their fathers, they say, "Father, this is mine and that is yours. How much do you expect me to give? Why do you ask again and again? Your father never said such things when he fed you. Instead, he sacrificed his own meals to put food on your plate. He cast his dreams aside to raise you. He rarely wore new clothes but always bought you new outfits and shoes. He brought you everything you asked for. Did we ever stop to think about the last time your father bought something for himself? Did he ever say, 'I really like these shoes, so I bought them for myself'? Maybe, rarely. Instead, a father always says, 'I bought these for my son, I bought this for my daughter, or I bought this for my wife.' Parents are extraordinary people. They do not live for themselves, but for their children. But when children grow up to disrespect their parents in return and verbally belittle them, imagine how much this hurts the parents. Books describe the respect a father deserves like so. A son should stand before his father the way a servant stands before his master. When a father commands his son, the son should respond with labbaik. This is the right and respect he deserves. Yet today the situation has deteriorated to such an extent that the roles seem reversed. The son behaves like the master and the father like a servant. Now when the father says, 'Son, I need some money,' the son refuses, saying, 'I do not have any.' Or when the father says, 'Son, come here, I need a favor,' the son replies, 'I do not have time.' The son who abandoned his father. A hadith proclaims, Allah may choose to delay punishment for all sins until the day of judgment. Yet punishment for disobeying parents is also given in the world during a person's life. As a result, if a person disobeys his parents, his own children will disobey him later. A well-known incident tells of a young man who got married. His father was old and coughed frequently. His wife said, 'Get this old man out of the house.' The son, willingly swayed by his wife, took his father and set off, intending to abandon him in a desolate place. The father said, 'Son, are you really taking me somewhere in this cold? At least give me a blanket.' The disobedient son brought his own young boy with him. The boy exclaimed, 'Grandfather, I will bring you a blanket.' When the child returned, he had cut the blanket in half and brought one piece of it. The disobedient son asked his child, "Why did you only bring half?" The child replied, "Half is for him, and when you grow old, I'll have to take you somewhere too. I'll give the other half to you then." The disobedient son wept as he understood that what he was about to do to his father, his own children would do it to him later. Never forget the compassion of your father. In the past, we used to hear retirement homes were only in Europe and America, but now they are being built in Pakistan. People are beginning to put their fathers in these places. How naive. This was a gate to paradise, which he threw out of the house and put in a care home. When the father grows old and coughs, it annoys you. But have you ever thought of how you soiled your bed in your youth? Yet back then, the father never removed you from the house. Have you ever thought about how many nights your father spent awake during your childhood? A person only understands these things when he becomes a father himself. Then he realizes how difficult it is to raise a child. Nowadays, there are many facilities available, like diapers and other conveniences. We should think about how 30 or 40 years ago, when we were little, how did our parents raise us with such little money? A child and elderly person are the same. Those who are young should remember there comes a stage in life when, after growing old, a person becomes like a child again, as if life has come full circle. Childhood, youth, and then old age. Old age and childhood are at the same level. Just as a child does not understand things, an elderly person also struggles to understand. A child is stubborn, and an elderly person can also be stubborn. If a child's level of understanding is low, that of an elderly person will also decrease. We often say, "How can a father be so stubborn?" Do you think of him as a 60-year-old anymore? Think of him as a 6-year-old. When a 6-year-old insists on something, who argues with a child in this moment? Rather, you feel love for the child. If your father is 60 years old, his level of understanding may have decreased. Now he deserves to be treated with love also. When your father insists or does not listen, you should understand that you are talking to a 6-year-old child. By thinking in this way, serving your father will become easier and nothing he says will feel offensive. Usually, frustration comes from thinking, "Why isn't he understanding what I'm saying?" You should refrain from getting angry. Remember, only unfortunate people behave disrespectfully with their elderly parents. You reap what you sow. It is reported that a son once became overly annoyed with his father. He planned to take his father to a canal and push him into the water. When he took his father to the bridge over the canal, the father realized what was happening and said, "Son, not here. Go further ahead and push me where the water is deep." The son was perplexed. "What are you saying?" he asked. The father replied, "I pushed my father into water at this very place. What you are about to do to me is what I did to my father, and now I am facing the consequences of my actions." Jaisi karni, waisi barni. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, "When foolish, wicked and ignorant individuals gain strength and power, they test it on their elderly father and disobey his commands. Soon the time will come when they grow old and they will taste the consequences of their actions. You reap what you sow, and the punishment of the hereafter is severe and everlasting. Thabit al-Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi said, a man was seen physically abusing his father. People rebuked him, saying, O wretched one, what is this? The father responded, leave him be, for I used to hit my father at this very place. That is why my son does the same to me. This is the consequence of my actions. Do not blame him. In this world, we bear the consequences of our actions. Children who respect the father will, in turn, be respected by their own children in the future. If you ever see children kissing their father's hand, ask him if he honored his own father. He will surely say he did. The person who respects their father, Allah Almighty will make the person's children obey him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, عِفُّوا تَعِفَّ نِسَاءُكُمْ وَبِرُّوا آبَاءَكُمْ يَبَرُّكُمْ أَبْنَاءُكُمْ. Be chaste and your women will remain chaste. Treat your parents well and your children will treat you well in return. So love your father, respect him and do not discourage him. Some foolish people refuse to meet or talk to their fathers. A mother hugs her child tightly, calling them my dear, and other loving words. Although a father may not express it clearly, he truly loves his children, and that is why he does everything for them. He may not say it verbally, but he feels great compassion for them in his heart. Acknowledge this at least, and appreciate your father's love. Sometimes a son should say to his father, whatever I am today, it is because of you. This will surely fill his eyes with tears. Virtues of the father in light of hadith. Some only maintain a good relationship with their mother and argue with their father. This must be avoided. One must respect and honor him too. The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the father is the central door of paradise. It is your choice whether you protect this or abandon it. The greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also said, a son cannot fully repay his father's rights unless he finds his father as a servant, purchases him and sets him free. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan says regarding this hadith, the point is that no matter how much a son serves his father, he can never truly repay his father's rights. The only possible way to fulfill his father's due is if the son is free and wealthy and the father is a servant, the son should buy him so the father becomes free the moment he enters the son's ownership. An important point is mentioned in another hadith. The pleasure of Allah Almighty is in the pleasure of the father. And the displeasure of Allah Almighty is in the displeasure of the father. This means we can say if a person's father is pleased with him, Allah Almighty is pleased with him. If his father is displeased with him, Allah Almighty is also displeased with him. Someone visited the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is most deserving of my good character? The greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered, your mother. He then asked, who after her? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, your mother again. He further asked, who after her? The merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, your mother again. He inquired again, who after her? At this, the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, your father. The words of the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are brimful with wisdom. He, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, mentioned the mother 3 times and the father once. Why is that so? Scholars of Islam say it is because the mother has 3 major favors upon her child. Number 1. The mother carries the child in her womb for 9 months. Number 2. She endures the pain of childbirth. Number 3. She nurtures and raises the child. The father has 1 favor. He takes part in the upbringing of the child. Although the father has 1 right and the mother has 3, this does not mean one should not respect their father. Scholars write, serve your mother more, but to honor your father more, as he is the husband and crown of your mother. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, if a dispute arises between parents, children should neither argue with the mother in favor of the father nor vice versa. Children are not permitted to quarrel with either of them. In such situations, one must hold firmly to the way of respect and good manners. The reward of an accepted Hajj for every glance. Remember, both mother and father deserve our respect. Honor them both and earn the reward of an accepted Hajj by lovingly looking at them. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when a righteous child looks at their parents with love, Allah Almighty records a reward of 1 accepted Hajj for every glance. The reward of Hajj is present in your home. All we're missing are the loving eyes to look with. Today, children try to intimidate their parents with stern gazes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever looks at their father with a harsh gaze has not treated him well. Pity on the children whose parents are scared to speak with them. Imagine a mother fearing speaking to her own son or daughter, being scared they will react harshly or fight. What good are these kinds of children? When your parents say something, your response should be a heartfelt labbaik. This is the manner taught to us by Islamic law. But the sons and daughters of today fail to understand this. How to please deceased parents. There are many whose parents pass away whilst being displeased with them. During their parents' lives, they make no effort to please them. It is only after they die do children realize what they have done. Remember, if your father is pleased, so is Allah Almighty. Also, let's say somebody's parents passed away displeased with them. Scholars say the offspring should perform many good deeds, convey the reward of this to their parents, and pray for their forgiveness. Do bear in mind, good deeds are not done only through money, and neither is building a masjid the only way to earn them. Offering salah and reciting the Holy Quran are good deeds too. As for children who continuously pray for their parents' forgiveness, by the mercy of Allah Almighty, we hope He will cause their parents' souls to become pleased with them, and we hope He will include such children amongst the obedient. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever visits the graves of their parents or one of them every Friday shall be granted forgiveness and is recorded amongst the righteous. How to supplicate for parents. There is still time. For the rest of your days, make sure you always pray for your parents. In fact, Allah Almighty shows us how to pray for our parents in the Noble Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. And say, O my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon our parents and grant them paradise. My father, who held my hand and taught me how to walk, was ill for a few days. It would not be wrong to say he passed away in the way of Allah Almighty, as he had gone to the masjid to pray. He suddenly fell and suffered a head injury, due to which he was taken to hospital. He never returned home. May Allah Almighty elevate his ranks and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Indeed, parents are great personalities. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to value them. Ameen. بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Remedy for an increase in sustenance. The merciful Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم explained, whoever wishes his life and sustenance be increased should treat his parents kindly and maintain good relations with his relatives. Cause of lack of blessings in sustenance. The greatest and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, when a person stops praying for their parents, their sustenance is cut off. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Saying of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, parents should be looked after very carefully, so much so that when they call, one should drop all work and immediately present oneself in their service, saying, yes, mother, yes, father. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.